Hello again, Port Townsend. This is Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer. And I have with me Sheila Canavan. You're the director, along with Mike Chandler and the producer as well, of Compared to What? The Improbable Journey of Barney Frank.
Maybe the longest title in the film festival. I don't know.
It may very well be, and it deserves to be, because our old Barney is a very special person, and this film really captures him. Tell us a little bit about what got you interested in doing this film.
Well, I actually met Barney when I was 19, and he was a handsome 27. We were working on the transition from the campaign for Kevin White, one of the great liberal mayors, to his administration. And so Barney and I worked the 11:30 at night to 7 in the morning shift, testing out the Office of Public Service that Kevin implemented.
He's really grown into quite a statesman. You know, gay is only one part of his repertoire, because really he is a progressive and a fair person that has done some amazing things. And as I was saying to you as we were getting ready for this interview, in the waiting area, he's what Ted Kennedy wishes he had morphed into after he left us. So how did you approach Barney, and how interested was he, or how reticent was he about doing this film?
Well, Michael and I wanted to do a film on public service because we're really concerned that people don't aspire to public service anymore. And when we were growing up, it was very important, and people worked hard and got degrees and everything else. So I was fortunate to have known Barney when I was young. And the man that he is now is the same guy he was then. He's just an astonishing human being. So I called him up when we heard he was retiring. And I hadn't talked to him in a long time, and so I said, Barney, we just heard about your retirement. I'd like to do a film. What do you think? He said, it'd be an honor. And so I said, well, we're thinking of calling it Barney's Last Year. What do you think? And he said, great title. But that was not a great title, because everybody thought that Barney was dead. So we changed it.
Well, many critics have said many wonderful things, but I pulled out two quotes. This film shows Barney Frank in all his rumpled glory. And that's kind of what I love about him. He's kind of Mr. Everyman. He's not Mr. Gay Man. He's Mr. Everyman, but he happens to be gay. And that really is wonderful for those of us who need representation. And the other quote is, takes a loving look at the first openly gay congressman and the crumbling integrity of the House. And woe is us, because Barney Frank has just left the building.
Oh.
And I just think that was quite a quote. What does he feel about his absence now, and what's going on?
Well, Jim, his husband, really hated Washington, and so Barney knew if he and Jim are going to have a life together, he had to leave. And you know, that ultimately is the reason that he left. He wanted to have a happy life and be married, which is what he always wanted, and he couldn't do both. He also was exhausted. He worked hard always. It was hard keeping up with him on this film, 7 days a week, 8 in the morning till 10 at night, 10:30, 11 sometimes. So right now, he initially thought he was going to teach, but teaching has changed, so that didn't work out. So he wrote a wonderful book, and he is working hard to elect candidates all over the country. He's always done that. He's very generous with his time.
And he must, it's probably wonderful that he's able to have a life now.
Yes, he just really is enjoying that.
So, did you discover anything new about him in working on this film?
Yes, well, I assumed that when we got to Washington, we were going to find a very cynical man after being in Congress all those years and through very depressing times. And what surprised me was the optimist that he is. He really is an optimist. He gets up every day and tries to do something to, as he would say, move the ball forward. And that was astonishing to me after such a long career.
What I felt about the film was that it was so nuanced and tasteful, because it really showed the man that was interested in public service and cared about the issues that he worked on, and how much he's learned over the years and how powerful he became in his role. Secondarily was the things that he had to fight, being closeted and being who he was, and now how exciting it is that he gets to be himself. I guess that must have been intentional, because that's what I got out of the film.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, initially we had hoped to show more behind the scenes working in Congress, and Barney would say, Sheila's still mad at me that I didn't let her do more of that. But the reality is, so much was going on in Barney's life and in our country. You know, it's a very hard decision to make a film that has so much of one's personal life, the subject's personal life, and public policy in this case, and career. It was a really tough balancing act. But as Barney said, you know, he came out to unify his lives. And so we felt the responsibility to do that in the film.
And the film successfully really did that. And I really got a sense, because I always thought of him as the gay guy, but I really got the sense of what an amazing person he was in terms of learning how to compromise, learning how to move things forward, learning how to make a difference. And he really cared. It must have been hard for him to leave, but I bet he's pretty darn relieved that he's gone. Is that accurate?
He misses being able to affect public policy, which he said in the film. And I think he misses that every day. But he still does his best.
Well, and he played quite a role in the Democratic Convention. He was amazing for some of the difficult stuff that came up. So as we get ready to wind up, we're on a funny schedule here, and things went the way they went. What do you want to be sure the film goer knows before coming to the film? Anything I haven't asked you that needs to be said?
Well, I think that whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, the film, I don't like the term bipartisan and anymore, but Barney had colleagues who speak in the film who were Republicans, and I think it's terribly important for people. Young people have said to us, we had no idea there was a time when government worked. So I guess I would like to say, please come and see the film, because there was a time and there can be again.
And the way I would put it is, he's a precious anachronism from the days that people reached across the aisle and got things done. And he really cares about moving things forward and getting things done. So I mispronounced your name the first time. I'm going to get it right this time when I say thank you, Sheila Canavan, and thank Mike Chandler for making a wonderful film. Thank you again, Sheila Canavan. This is Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer.
Thank you.
Take care.